if you're happy and you know it, sit on the floor and say, Eicha, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. You can't serve Hashem b'simcha if you're happy. A shir by Rabbi Yitzchak Feigenbaum. Why did I decide to make another shir? There's shirim on my website, rabbifeigenbaum.com. There's Tisha B'Av, there's Mashiach, there's all about coronavirus, there's about being scared, there's shirim all over the place. So why another shir? So let me explain. I am recording this year in Toronto, Canada, in the middle of June. I don't know when you're listening to this. I don't know when you're watching this. But I'm pretty sure that if by the time Tisha B'Av rolls around, Mashiach's not here, there's going to be a lot of really disappointed, unhappy people. I mean, we've been talking about this. I mean, the coronavirus, okay, it's important. It's going to be Nisan Nigalu, Nisan Asili Goyal, Nisan's the month of redemption. It's going to happen. Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol, this year is the same. Shabbos as it was in Mitzrayim. That's it. That's the sign. Okay, Pesach Sheni. That's all right. So we love it. Nigaga, and it's going to happen. Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, like my man, the schutz of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that for sure, that got to be it. Right? Here, okay, Shavuot, Matan Teva, we're going to spend 49 days, we're going to get better, and that's us craziness, around the shuls, around the base medrash, there's Hashkacha, there's Simanim, there's Ramazim, there's Gematrias, we got it. It didn't happen. Well, 3 weeks. At Tishabah. It got to be Tishabah. If Mashiach's not here by Tishabah, the people are going to be really cranky. I mean, you should be cranky every day. For since you've been born, the Mashiach's not here. Yeah, true. But, I mean, everyone's talking. I mean, it gotta be. So I decided we're missing one element. And I want to add that element. So, start with a question. That's a shir. You start with a question. First question is, so the song goes like this. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Right? We all know the song. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, da 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 da. Okay, think about that for a second. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Wait, if you're happy and you know it. So does that mean that you could be happy but not know it? If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy but you don't know it, you don't know it. How can you be happy and not know it? Can you be happy and not know it? I don't understand. That's our first question. At this moment in time, you are thinking, please don't turn it off. Just hang on 2 more seconds. You are clearly thinking, boy, am I glad I didn't pay to listen to this. Okay, just hang on. First of all, the beauty of this question is when we get to the answer, you know we're near the end. Okay, but let's go to another question. Another question. Echa Yashva Badad Yirmiyahu wrote Echa. So look at the very first Rashi in Echa. It's quoting one of the opinions in Medrash on Echa. Gemara Ma'ikot and Daf Chavava Med Aleph. Yirmiyahu wrote most of Eicha before the Churban happened. He dictated it to Baruch ben Neriya. Well, how could he write? Eicha Yeshiva Medad Heira Basiyam Haisa Kalmana Like a Widow Bachay Sivka. It didn't happen yet. Well, he's a Navi. He wrote it ben Navua. That's what Navim do. He had a Navua and he wrote it. But isn't one of the conditions of Nevuah Simcha? Ein hashchina shayre ela mitaych Simcha. The divine presence, and certainly Nevuah, doesn't happen unless you're b'simcha. So how could Yirmiyahu write, b'chay simcha b'laylo, I'm crying at night, oisak almana yushalayim, it's like a widow, the nebuch, it's terrible. But he's saying that with a Nevuah, which only happens with Simcha. So how is he b'simcha? And he's sitting on the floor crying, Eicha Yashva Badad. How does that happen? That's our real question. And of course, how do we answer any questions? We ask another question, which really has nothing to do with anything. And then we put it together, and then we come back, hopefully at the end. Right? So that's what we're going to do. And next question. A little interesting, sort of like a Snapple fact that you might want to know. Someday if there's a boring conversation, you'll like throw this out. Do you know that in the first 13 psukim of Bechukosai, and everything's going to be good, you'll have rain, and everything's going to be wonderful, I'm going to have bracha, everything's going to be great, right before all the clothes come, right? Do you know that in those first 13 psukim, there's no letter samach? There's no letter samach. And you were saying, okay, yeah, well, yeah, there got to be reason. And you know what else? You know where else there's no letter samach? Ma'aseh Bereishis. Go through Ma'aseh Bereishis. No letter samach. I would like to know why. What's the lesson there? So let me tell you a yesod. The yesod is like this. I got a brochure once in the mail, fancy but glossy brochure, and on it, it had a picture of a fancy car, and it said, "You are not your car." And I said, "Whoa, that's true. I wonder what this is all about." There's no way of telling from the cover who sent this or where it was coming from. I said, "Yeah, that's true. A customer, not a car. A car is a car." Pew! Turn the page. Big fancy house. And it says, "You are not your house." I said, "Yeah, that house is that's a building. I mean, it's not, that's true, yeah, right?" And Philbinan has a fancy office building. And it says, "You are not your career." I said, "You're right, a career. I mean, it's just a job. It's not really your metzias. It's not, it's just something you do." I said, "Wow, this, yeah, revolting." I said, no. So I'm going to turn the next page. And the next page it says, "You are your watch." And it has pictures of watches that cost like $15,000, $20,000, $25,000. I said, "What, they're watches. You can support an entire Kollel Yerushalayim for the price of a watch." Like, what do? You walk around with a watch with a tag. So it says, "This was not bought on Times Square from somebody on the street. I really paid $50,000 for this watch." Like, what kind of machine is it? You are your watch. See, we live in a generation of, if I only just had, I'd be happy. If I just had a little more room in my house. If I just had a car that didn't break down so much. Well, coronavirus, of course, has changed our entire value system. And now we're much deeper and wiser. I don't know where you'll be holding when you see this, but here in Toronto, we could say, if I could just like walk around without a mask. Well, that would be so nice. If I could just go to a real wedding and a real schmorg instead of some, you know, drive-by kiddish in a box. If I could only just go to my barber and get a haircut, then I'd be happy. But that seeped into our world. If I could only just get into that seminary, then I'd be happy. If I get into that yeshiva, I'd be happy. If I get into that kollel, I'd be happy. If we could marry into that family, then I'd be happy. That's our world. If I just had the stuff, I'd be happy. Well, what's happy? And is happy simcha? What did I mean when I said that you can't serve Hashem b'simcha if you're happy? Isn't simcha happiness? Well, what's happiness? I looked it up, and I quote, "It is a striking fact that in every Indo-European language, without exception, going all the way back to ancient Greek, the word for happiness is a cognate with a word for luck. Hap is the Old Norse and Old English root of happiness, and it means luck or chance," right? French is the same thing. German is the same thing. Luck or chance, like happens, stuff happens, and things are haphazard, right? And there's happenstance, and that's happy because then stuff happens, and this stuff happens that you happen to like, so then you're happy. Happiness is waiting for stuff to happen. That's not simcha, Rabbi Sai. Where's simcha? Let's go to David HaMelech. Listen to a great vort. Sid, my teen sitter in Meretz Hashem, teen weekday sitter, Mosaic Press, hopefully a soup. Mizmor Shir, Chanukah Shabbos LeDavid. David HaMelech is writing a mizmor, a song to be sung at the Chanukah Shabbos, at the Chanukah Shabbos of the Beis HaMikdash. Boy, you don't get happier than that. David HaMelech wasn't going to be at the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech knew he wasn't going to be there. Hashem told him clearly, you are not going to do it. He asked me, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. But he did whatever. He collected the money. He collected the stuff. He put it together. He did whatever he could. And he wrote, Inis Mashir, Chanukah Sabai Sadovit. But even though his life was very hard and he was told, no, you can't do that. And look at the whole Nizmor Shir Chanukah Sabai Sadovit. Hey, it doesn't have anything to do with the Beis HaMikdash, by the way. It speaks about the difficulties. And he had better. Yolim Bechik, he was crying at night. Bunker, things got better. What's Nizmor Shir Chanukah Sabai is? Look at the Rashi Tevis. Nizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis spells the word Simcha. But the letters are out of order. Why are the letters out of order? And Vasepis, why did David HaMelech hint us the word Simcha in this Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis, which really represents a failure on his part, because he's not going to be able to do it and be there? Because how do we get Simcha? Go back to David HaMelech. Ivdu es Hashem besimcha. What's the word besimcha? Rearrange the letters. It's machshava. Simcha is not waiting for something to happen. It's using your machshava to look and to see and to understand that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you is the absolutely best thing possible. You don't get simcha waiting for something to happen. You get it by being sameach, sam moach, placing your brain. Bim machshava. Besimcha is machshava. Rearrange the letters. Oh, because what's simcha, folks? Simcha is Ein simcha katoras hasfekos. Pasuk in Mishle, 15th perek, pasuk lamed. Mo'orinayim yisamach le'mo'orinayim. When your eyes light up, when you have clarity, yisamach le'v, your heart is happy, says the Mesudas David. Hagas einayim bidover hamesupak. When your eyes light up, when you have clarity in something that's not clear to you, yisamach le'v, then you're happy. Ki ein ba'olam simcha katagas asveikos. Ein simcha katagas asveikos. There's no greater joy than resolving your doubts. To resolve your doubts, you need machshava. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. You don't resolve your doubts by waiting for something to happen. You resolve your doubts by looking around saying, doubts, we have no doubt, we are God's chosen people, we have a mission to the world, we're the Amnivchar. You have a doubt about that? What are you kidding? Think for 2 seconds, folks. It doesn't matter what happens to us. Just think, less than 1% of the world population. Do you understand that? We're at the center of world attention. The three major religions of the world, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. That's baloney. In numbers, we're not even in the top 10. What do you mean the three major religions in the world? That doesn't make any sense. We're everywhere. Little strip of land in Eretz Yisrael. More United Nations solutions about Israel than anybody else. What are they talking about us for? We're the Amnivchar. And you're important. Yeah? You're here. You woke up. Yeah. Well, that means that you're important. You woke up. Therefore, there's no suffix if you use your machshava that we have a mission and we're part of Klal Yisrael and you're an important part of that mission, but if you're waiting for something to happen, then you're never going to think. Then you're never going to use your machshava. You got to look into your life. You got to look into what's going on. You got to rearrange those letters. And then you'll get simcha. Machshava. You got to think. I think, Rabbi Feigenbaum. What do you think? I don't think. I think. I don't think. I think. Everybody thinks. Hello? Yeah, well, there's a caveat to what does it mean to think. What does it mean to know that we're the Amnivchar? To know that everything that Hashem does is for the best. To know that I'm important because of Kodesh Baruch Hu woke me up, right, and have no suffering. There's a caveat to what it means to think. Listen to a Mayur Dikapia Zetzna. It's the cornerstone, the key of my of the training course for our Bateman Moros on the website. It's also important in the parenting course, too. So the PSF something like this. Yaakov Avinu is running away. And then we all know he says, I passed by the place where a voice said, Daven, I gotta go back. Yoiv Daite, right? Because I'll say he put his mind and he went back for his dinner, and he went back and he got back to where he was going, and then he goes to sleep, and he has a dream, and he wakes up and he says, oi, they, this is Shara Shamayim. This is Beis Elokim. This is Shara Shamayim. I'm Noichi Lo Yodati. I didn't know. What do you mean I didn't know? If I would have known, I wouldn't have gone to sleep. Says the Piazetna, quoting the Rashi. Yadati, Yashanti, I wouldn't have gone to sleep if I would have known. Says the Piazetna, we got to understand this. What do you mean he didn't know? Rashi himself quoted the Chazal that said, Efshra Avarti Amokam Chispalu Boya Voisai Vyoiv Daite Lamahader. Yaakov Avinu himself said, oi, I passed over the place where the Yavos Davin, and he decided to go back. So, before he got there, he knew where he was going. He chose to go back. He realized he made a big mistake, and he said, I gotta go back. I can't miss that place. That was terrible. See, he chose to go back. He knew where he was going. He wanted to go there. That's where he went. So what do you mean he said, Anochi lo yodati? What do you mean he didn't know where he was? He sort of forgot where he was going. He didn't realize when he got there where he was. He knew his geography. What does he mean, Anochi lo yodati? Says the Piazetna. Yeshna yediyashi rak chitzonius. There's knowledge which is external. But klei amok is in the brain. But lo nechlas al nafshu doesn't go into your soul. Any poor lesson doesn't make an impression. Doesn't affect who you are and what you do and how you act. You can walk it and you can talk it and you can say it. Then there's yediyah penimis, which gets into your insides and affects the entire way you run your life. Yaakov said, oh, yes, my brain. I knew. I said I got to go back there, and I knew where he was. Yaakov was blind. He was lost. He knew when he got. He knew where he was. So how did he possibly go to sleep? Because Anochi lo yadati. My Anochi didn't know. My brain knew. But my etzem, my Yaakov, my entire being did not realize what it meant that I'm in this special place. Because if my Anochi had that idea that my external brain had, then I never would have been able to go to sleep. Anochi lo yadati. Mit Shem, Baruch Shem. Gamzul Teva, it's all for the best. Yeah, Baruch Shem. Many, many years ago. Many years ago. When I was a bacher. And I went to take the hair to go to the Mir Yeshiva. Back in the way old days, okay? So I made a bit of a mistake. I came on a Sunday, for those that are my age. You remember of Chaim Zatzal, Chaim Shulevitz, he's giving shmuzin on Sundays. And the mirror always struggled with getting a minion, especially those days when the mirror was pretty small, or like 25 in Bochum and Ronachim Zatzal's shear. And so I went to the shmuz, which was about going to Shacharis, and afterwards I had an appointment. I went in to see the Rosh Yeshiva to get a fayer, to give him a letter, to write, so took him again, as I want to get accepted to the yeshiva, right? And as I'm waiting, I'm all pumped, I'm all ready, and he looks at me, and nothing. He goes, Du wirst kommen zu Shacharis jeden Tag in der Früh? Will you come to Shacharis every morning? So I went, Mirz Hashem. And the yeshiva looked at me and said, Nicht emir tzeshem. Du wirst kommen zu Shacharis jeden Tag in der Früh. Don't emir tzeshem me. Are you gonna, yes or no? Are you gonna come to Shacharis every morning? I say yes or no. It's not emir tzeshem. Because we throw out emir tzeshem, so they don't mean anything. And Taka, I had an apartment like most fuckers did back then. And I didn't have it in the shibach. I came to Shacharis. And when somebody asked me, what? How can you come to Shacharis? Like people in the door barely come to Shacharis. I said, I promised the Rosh Yeshiva that I would come. I'm stuck. Hi. We throw around things. Baruch Shem, Mirz Hashem, Zgam Zulutava. But it's Yediyah Chitzainis. It's not Yediyah Penimis. You got to make Yediyah Penimis. Can you be happy if you know if you're happy and you know it? Clap your hands. Well, if you're happy because you're waiting for something to happen, and if the stuff that happens is stuff that you happen to like, then yes, it's impossible that you could be happy but not know it. If you're happy, then you know it. But you could be besimcha and not know it. Because you can be besimcha, you can have the information in the yachitzainis. Yes, hashkacha gam zol tova, baruch Hashem, it's all for the best. But it's not getting into your insides. So you are besimcha! You have the theoretical machshava. Yes, I'm rearranging the letters. Besimcha, machshava, mizmor shir, chadagazavais, I gam zol tova, baruch Hashem, da da da, I got it. But you're not feeling that simcha because you still have your sfeikos because your machshava is chitzonis. It's not Pnimis. We all have the info. Just gotta look for it. Why don't we look for it? Why do we make it Pnimis? Number one, because we're waiting for something to happen. We're waiting for something to happen. I'm waiting for something to happen because, you know, I got all those authors on my speed dial because I want to be a story in the book. I'm going to be one of those cheesy videos. I'm just, as soon as something happens, then I'm going to be in one cheesy video and I'll be happy. And in the meantime, you're not thinking. You're not making that information that you theoretically have. Every Ben Yisrael, every Bas Yisrael, every Ben Teich, everybody has it. But you're not making it panimis because you're too busy waiting for something to happen. And let's take it a little deeper, my friends. Do you know why we have a hard time taking that external knowledge and making it the panimis so we can be besimcha thanks to our machshava? Letter Samach. What's letter Samach? Letter Samach's like an O, right? It's a circle. If your life is a circle, you're just walking the walk, talking the talk, talking the talk, walking the walk, doing your thing, you follow the rules, doing the day, you're doing okay, right? You go to lawn, you're going to lawn, just the day, you're doing fine. You're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. No bracha comes from a Samach. You're going in circles, there's no bracha. There's no creation, there's no precious, there's no mice and precious. If it's a samach, you're just going in circles, you're going in circles, you're looking up, going in circles, you're not such a guy, you're not moving along with a goal, you're not getting yourself anywhere because they don't believe that you personally have a goal, because you don't believe you can make a difference. If you're not going anywhere, you're not going to have simcha. You're not going to have bracha. You're not going to be creating. Because only Yishrei Lev have simcha, not circles. Oh, Zahu Allah Tzadik. Or is it the tzaddik? The tzaddik has light. Yashar lei has simcha. What's the difference? Tzaddik is a person that doesn't make any mistakes. They have light, they have clarity, they didn't do anything wrong. There are people who run their entire lives that way. I just don't know anything wrong because I just got to make it to 120 and not do anything wrong. And whew, I made it. I'm not going to get him. I'm not going to get him. I'm okay. The purpose in this world is not simply to whew, made it, not going to get him. Hey, it's a good thing not to go to Gehenna. That's right. It's not a good thing to go to Gehenna, 100%. Right? That's nice. But our purpose is to do more in this world than simply whoosh, made it. Okay, I did everything correct. You got to go somewhere. You have a mission. You have something to accomplish. Go to Brooklyn. We'll get you up and put you here for something. Yitzhak Lei, those whose hearts are straight, and they're going somewhere. They have a direction. They're the ones that have simcha. Not the Samachs. Klai Yisrael has a mission. As we spoke about, it's a miracle that we're still here. We should have been pogromed out and positioned out and everything out. And we shouldn't be here. It's a, what do you mean? The Holy Roman Empire. They're gone. Right? And the Greek Empire. Persian Media Empire. The Ottoman Empire. I don't think anybody today knows what that means, Ottoman Empire. The Great British Empire. And we're still here with the 1% of the world population making a lot of noise. It's a miracle. And you are crucial. You're a straight line. You have a goal. You're going somewhere. You're not a samach. All right, Feigenman, it's very nice. I know. I read all the books and you're positive. And you're supposed to tell everybody today. That's very kind, but let's be honest about it. I'm like a nobody. I mean, you know, I'm not like Gabe writing books about me. I ain't changing the world. I'm putting out videos. Like, I mean, it's very nice. I know. Everybody said, oh, you're important. Every Jew's important. Every Jew's a jewel on the crown. Yeah, but come on. No! Listen carefully to this word. I ask Mechila in advance. Anybody who has ever heard me speak anywhere at any shul, any convention, any school, any yeshiva, any camp in the last 40 years, you've heard me say this. It's in the Siddur multiple times, but I'm going to say it again because I can't help myself. It's my favorite word. We wake up in the morning, and what do we say? We thank you, everlasting King. You gave my neshama back to me with mercy. Mercy because, I could have done better yesterday, but I was did not do the best I could. So, thank you. We thank you, everlasting King. You gave my neshama back to me with great mercy. Thank you. Your emuna is very great. We're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking to the Eibishter. We're talking to God. What we're saying, you Hashem, your emunah is great. What do you mean your emunah is great? We have emunah in Hashem. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu believe in? He believes in you. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabo emunah secha, your emunah in me, your belief in me is great. And that means two things. Pay attention. Number one, whatever struggle you're struggling with, as silly and as meaningless and as embarrassing, and I hope nobody ever finds out, no matter what it is, that is crucial and that is going to change the balance of Kedusha in the world and bring Mashiach. It's important because if your little dumb struggle didn't make a difference anyways, so then what are you waking up for? So you're going to do the right thing. Like, who cares? Obviously, it does care. Obviously, it's crucial and it's important. And you get more schar the more you get. Tell anybody, because if someone would find out that I'm struggling with that, I would lose my job, get thrown out of school, get thrown out of yeshiva, get thrown out of seminary. My wife would divorce me. My husband would divorce me. Whatever it is. But it's crucial on some because the Kadosh Baruch Hu woke you up. And more importantly, Rabbi Munasach, you know what else you believe? Not only is my struggle crucial, not only is conquering it and doing the right thing just a bit of Kedusha that's needed to keep the process going, to get Mashiach here as soon as absolutely possible, Rabbi Munasach, you believe I can do it? Because if a Kadosh Baruch Hu thought you couldn't do it, he would have waked you up. I've been trying with this struggle for so long. Okay, I'm over 7 years old. I've been trying my struggles also so long. You keep trying. You are important. You're not a circle. You're a straight line. Machshava, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided and figured out when and where you're going to be. And that's good. And that's simcha once you realize there's no sfeikos. There's no suffix why you're here. There's no suffix that you're important. There's no suffix that Klal Yisrael is important and crucial. There's no suffix about that. When there's no suffix, there's simcha. Let's go back to our key. You're me, O Anavi. He's crying. Right? He said, out for his crying. Almano, it's sad. Where's the simcha? You got a really bad boil on your hand. It's getting worse and worse and worse. You can cut this off, lose your whole hand, man. You got to go to the doctor. You know what he's going to do? He's going to stab it, and he's going to put gunk on it, and it's going to hurt. And you say, Doc, you got to do this. Good thing you came. I know. Well, it took me so long to get an appointment. Baruch Hashem, I got an appointment. I fought my way through. Oh, protect you, and I got it. Go ahead, Doc, do it. So the doctor is, and goes, bam, he strikes it. And what do? You go, ouch! Why'd you do that for? What are you crying for? You made the appointment. You asked for it. When you got that appointment, you were so happy. Because pain is pain. Pain hurts. If pain's painful, when you're in pain, you cry. Even though you know your machshava, your besimcha tells you, this is the best thing that's happened to me. I'd die if I wouldn't have gotten that appointment and got the doctor to do that. Yirmiyahu is sad. Hoysah kalmana Yushalam is like a widow. Here on Bussi Yom, look what's happened. He's crying. It's bitter, painful medicine. But he's using his machshava to be besimcha. Because he knows that this is saving Klal Yisrael. This is what Klal Yisrael needs, unfortunately. But it's what we need to reach our tikkun. He had no suffix. He had complete clarity that this is going to help us on our mission. A very untasty medication, very painful medication, very tears medication. But it shows the Kadosh Baruch Hu's love. Ahava! After my job was 13, so is da-a-ga worry, Ava. If someone really loves you, they worry about you. Not the worst thing you can tell your teenage kid? Okay, the kid did something wrong. They broke curfew. It was a girl. She wasn't dressed appropriately. It was a boy. I don't really think enough for chakras. Whatever it is. Okay, you call me. So I need to talk to you, young man. Young lady, you come over right here. We need to talk. Oh, man. So kid comes. Okay, yeah, okay. No, no. And here's this kid singing. The kid's singing. Okay, man. So, my parenting course. Right on online. Right? It's a punch. All of these. Right? The kid is singing. Right? So here comes the speech. You know, you have to be responsible and tell your mother. Boss, you know, just like that. She has the speech rolling in her head. She knows when she's going to roll her eyes. She knows when you're going to say, don't you roll your eyes at me. And she's going to go, sorry. And she always can't, but I wonder what the punishment's going to be. Let's say I'll negotiate, and you don't say anything, and you look at him or her, and you say, young man, I'm very worried about you. They hate that. Don't be worried. Punishment. Just give me a speech. I got the speech. It's okay. I'm pumped for the speech, man. Just give me the punishment. Let's go. Just don't worry about me. Like, oh, man, no, no. See, because you're worried about them. Oh, no. Because, see, they know that means that you really care. And therefore, you're going to punish them, not as a punishment and as a battle. They're not going to negotiate. You're doing it because you love them. And therefore, you got to get that wound out of there. It's going to infect your whole hand. And it's going to be painful, but it hurts me more than it hurts you. Kids need that, by the way, as a total digression and as an aside. You know how many kids used to tell me when I was principal at the Ferris Space Yakov, they wish their parents would worry about them a little more and say no, because they can't say no, because at their stage in life, they don't have the ability to tell their friends, I'm sorry, that's not appropriate for a Ben Taira. They should be able to do it, but you can't always do that, okay? A Bas Yisrael, you can't, sometimes you can't say that to your friends, but they need to be able to say, my parents, man, they're going to kill me. I would come, but I just can't. I said, you know, when I put a kid on probation, a student, you know what I would tell her? I said, I'm doing you the biggest favor in the world. So now you can tell all your friends, I would really love to go and do that, but you know, Ray Feigelman's going to kill me because I'm on probation, so I can't. Even though you really don't want to. But at the moment, you don't have the courage to say that. So blame me. You can hate me. I'm happy. If it helps your avodas Hashem, hate me as much as you want. As long as it keeps you out of trouble, we're good. I'm an adult. Adults don't get insulted by teenagers. Assuming you're a person who is using their job as parenting or teacher or principal, they're using the tools they have available, but you don't forget that you're a person who is parenting. You're not a parent. You're a person who is a Rebbe who is teaching as a Mora, but you're not a teacher. You're a person. Take the course and you'll understand that better. But I digress. I apologize. Your Mio understood that. He understood that that Chorban, that all that he was seeing, B'nevuah, was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's love. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was worried about us. And it wasn't a battle. It was something to be happy about, because you're happy that the Kadosh Baruch Hu worries about you. We don't want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to forget him. And therefore he was besimcha. And you can be besimcha every day. You can be besimcha every day. Listen to a great fort. If you're following the Siddur sentence in 10 minutes on the website, Mirtashem, we haven't gotten there yet, but hopefully we'll get there. But it's in the Siddur. Listen to a great fort I discovered. Yerushalayim Erechem Rachmim Tashu, we say three times a day in Shemoneh Esrei. Please, Kadosh Baruch Hu, bring us back to Yerushalayim. Fishka Besecha Kasher Dibarta. Please, let your presence be felt there. You promised us. But also Bekala B'Yameinu. Now, please, people, now. Kiseidah B'Meichel B'Seichot. Please do it. Hasn't happened yet. Please do it. Baruch Ata Hashem, you Hashem, you're the source of everything. That's how in the Siddur we will be translating that. You'll see in the introduction why we do that. Baruch Ata Hashem, you Hashem, you're the source of everything. You can do everything. Bainei Yehushalayim. Bainei is present tense. Baruch Ata Hashem, you Hashem, are the source of everything. Bonei Yerushalayim, you are the one who is building Yerushalayim. What do you mean, is building? In the bracha we ask, please build it. It's obviously not built. So what do you mean he is building? Baruch Ata Hashem, you're the one who will build it. You are the Hashem who is building it. Because every step of our goals is a necessary part of the process of the eventual permanent rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Every step of our goals, everything that happens is part of the process of building Yerushalayim. It's all part of the da'aga. It's all part of the painful and sometimes very not tasty medicine. You see that. You can be your meal the whole time. You can cry. And you can be in pain. And it is bitter. And it's difficult. But if you make that machshava, that understanding of no suffix, that you have a goal that you can get to, and that every time you conquer your struggle, you're getting closer to that goal, even though we can't see it and it looks problematic. But it's bonay, even though we don't understand it, but it is bonay, I have no suffix, then you're besimcha, even if you're crying because your hand's hurting and you're in pain. But you're in miyo, and you can be bocha sivcha, but you could be besimcha, because you understand you have no suffix. So what you're seeing is Hashem's love, and it's coming from his da'aga, his worry, and therefore it's medicine that is necessary, and it is building Yerushalayim, as even though it's really hard to understand. Let's just end it. Oh, Rabbi Feigenbaum, but it's so hard to see it in today's day and age. So hard, so craziness. Again, I don't know what's going on when you're watching this video, but right now I'm in the middle of June. I'm in Toronto, Canada. It's so hard. The darkness is overwhelming. So hard to see. I want you to listen carefully. I can't give you clarity, but I can point out to you that if the darkness you sometimes feel is overwhelming, and you're having such a hard time getting that machshava into a yediyah pnimis and making yourself besimcha, it seems to be more difficult than ever before, you're not crazy and you're not a bad person. It happens to make sense, because we're in Ikvus and Mashiach, my friends. And in Ikvus and Mashiach, the darkness is overwhelming. Listen to two crucial peladic avorts. There's a pasuk in Amos, Perek Ches, pasuk Yud Aleph. Hinei yamim boim nu Hashem Elokim, days are going to come. Vishlati rov boretz, there's going to be a famine in the land. Lo yirov alecha. Not a famine for bread. Lo somo l'mayim, it's not going to be thirsty for water. Rather, kim l'shmayas divrei Hashem. Listen to an unbelievable pshat. Moshe David Vali, a Talmud of the Ramchal. We all know that lechem and mayim is Torah and mitzvot. Mayim is Torah, lechem is mitzvot. So it's pshat. There's going to be a famine. There's not going to be a rav for bread. There'll be Torah. There'll be mitzvahs. We're about to walk the walk. We'll talk the talk. Our tefillin have ever been more square. Our sushi got more hakshar than our tefillin has. We got it all. We eradicated bugs. You got Chol of Yisrael, everything. You got swarm all over the place. And everything is translated into any language you can talk. There's no Rav Lalechem, and there's no Tzom Olamayim. But you know what's going to be? Kim Lishmayas Divrei Hashem. You're eating bread and you're drinking water, but you're not hearing Divrei Hashem. That's our Rav. It's not becoming Yediyah Pnimis. It's so hard. So hard to become Yediyah Pnimis. We're going in circles. There's no clarity. It's so hard to make a connection because it's Ikvus and Mashiach. So we can walk the walk, we talk the talk, we got Rav, we got Samei, we're not Samei, we got Mayim, we got Lechem, but we're struggling. That's the struggle. How dark is the struggle going to be? We are told that you know what's going to be in Ikvus and Mashiach. Do you know what the final struggle is going to be? Final struggle is going to be like this. Sources, some people have said this message, I haven't found it. Others have quoted the theme of different people, but the theme, the concept's all the same. Yo, the story of Elio and Har Karma. Yes, this is another, I apologize if you've heard this on some of the other shurim on the web, on my website. Elio and Har Karma, yeah, there's everybody together, it's a cover voice, and we're making a test. If Hashem will okay, if you believe in Hashem, follow him. If I bow, you gotta make your choice, everybody. We're gonna do the test. Here's the video, bow. Woo. Here's me with my carbon. Whoever gets answered, that's who wins. But they shall say, deal. Deal. Got a deal. Deal. Okay, there goes into the bowels. They spend all day. Elio says, no, nothing happens. Elio, no, he comes, puts his carbon, puts down water, and he says, Anani Hashem, Anani, bam! Lightning comes down, shoof, gets burnt up, and Benesha will say those famous words, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, yay, we won. And funny enough, if you keep on learning, it didn't last long. Why it didn't last is a different shmooze. You know what it's going to be in the end of days? It's going to be Elio Har Carmel again. One version has it, the Bnei Yishmael, which is our final struggle, according to the Ramban. So Bnei Yishmael will challenge Klal Yisrael and say, okay, let's do a challenge. We're going to bring a korban, right? And you guys bring a korban, and whoever wins, wins. You guys win. We all, you know, convert to Yiddish guy. We win, then you join us tomorrow. Yeah, no problem, that's deal, yeah, deal, okay, it's deal. And then there's Gurkarp on us. And there's Bnei Ishmael, and there's us. And already, you know what happens? Bam! Fire comes down from heaven and burns their carbon. Darkness is overwhelming. That makes zero sense. Minus 0 cents. And the nation will say, we don't understand it. It makes no sense. But we have a moon and we believe that Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad, and we don't care. We believe we have, doesn't matter what's going on or what things look like. Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad. And at that point, Mashiach comes. That's the darkness. Yes, it looks almost impossible to understand. It is very difficult to rearrange that Mizmor, Shir, Chanukas, Habayis, and rearrange it to the letters. Simcha. It's really hard to do that. It's hard to use our Bisimcha, our Machshava. It's a lot easier just to wait for something to happen. It's easier to do that. And sometimes it seems we're just going in circles. That's not what it looks like. It's hard to really see that Ava. I mean, it's the Aga, but it's so painful. And to really believe that everything that's happening is Bonei Yerushalayim, it's hard. It's a struggle. But Rabbi Munasecha, because Shmuel woke you up, you conquered your struggle, you are Bonei Yerushalayim. Have no doubt, if you have no something about that, you're Besimcha. As painful as that struggle is, as painful as it might be, you're crying, it's painful, it hurts. But you're besimcha because this is what's needed to be brought to saving your life. Rabbi Munasecha, you have the ability to see the MS. You have the ability to get out of the circle. Little old me. What am I going to do? Everybody knows the muscle. We're midgets. We're this tall, but we're standing on the shoulders of giants, my friend. But yeah, they reach, you know, 100 feet in the air, but the key is just another foot more, and that little one-foot midget standing on that 100-foot giant can get there. Rabbi Munasecha, you have to believe. Your struggle makes a difference. We are part of Klal Yisrael. It's a miracle that we're here, and we're on a mission, and we make a difference. We are Shar Lev. You have the ability to take all that information that you know and just make it panimis. Sometimes it's painful and we cry when we take medication. The da'aga sometimes hurts, but it's Hashem's love. All you have to do, Rabbi Munasecha, the Emissary believes in you. All you got to do is believe in yourself. As much as the Kodesh Baruch Hu believes in you, you'll make that step to build a little more of Yerushalayim. You'll change the world. Thank you.
Did you gain something from this shiur? If so, then share it with your friends. And for more shiurim, and to sign up for instant insights on Parshas HaShavua, a weekly dose of practical inspiration for life in 2.5 minutes or less, by email or WhatsApp, go to RabbiYFeigenbaum.com.